As part of this little podcast on how on earth do you go about starting a garden when you really haven't got much of a clue about plants and you haven't really got much of a clue about garden design and you're not sure how you should go about it, we thought we'd go through some really good basic starting points. 10 golden rules if you're an absolute beginner at gardening. There's a little video podcast presentation of this on our YouTube channel, and you can find it on our website as well, plantplots.com. In essence, what we're trying to do when we're looking at any garden design or starting anything for a garden is to make sure that you can create a garden that works for you. Doesn't have to work for somebody else, doesn't have to be fit in with their idea of what a perfect garden is. It has to be a garden that you sit in and you can relax in and that you enjoy in whatever shape or form that garden takes. If it works for you, then it's a good garden. But there are some things that you need to consider before you start. The most fundamentally important rule, especially if you're beginning gardening, is that you do not want to start to build in problems by putting things in that will make your life difficult because you're constantly having to fight to keep things in check. The first rule is your environment, and you can't put a square peg in a round hole. Whatever you would like to have for your garden, you are going to create a better garden for yourself if everything that you're planting in your garden is suitable for the environment that you live in. You can't change the weather. You can't change the climate of the garden. You can't change where the shadows fall. You can't change how much rain you're going to get. Every plant that you choose, you should think, will this cope in my garden? Rather than, oh, that's a nice plant, I'd like that in my garden. Because if you work with your weather, your plants will grow better, they'll grow more healthily, and you will have to invest less time in actually getting the plants to grow. So that is the most fundamental thing. Don't put a square peg in a round hole. No matter how wonderful the garden looks on paper or in the magazine, it won't work in your garden if the climate's all wrong. Second rule, like I've said, it's your garden. It doesn't have to look like somebody else's garden. Just because everyone in the street has a square lawn and flowers around the edge or has these types of plants in the garden, it doesn't mean you have to do the same. You need to ask the question, what you want your garden to do for you. And that's actually sitting there and thinking to yourself, what are you going to use your garden for? How do you think you're going to use your garden? Is it really a place that you're going to have a lot of meals outside in, for example? Is it a space that you just want to escape the outside world? Is it a place that you want that is going to be a good place for your children to play in, for example? Or that you just want to be able to walk out and have a colourful, vibrant place, but you don't want lawn? You need to ask some questions of yourself and what you think you would use the garden for, and then work back from that plan. Rule four, garden magazines and pictures and garden shows. Now, it's like anything. Garden shows and garden magazines show gardens at their utmost perfection. They have been manicured and they've been preened and they've been cosseted and pampered to produce this wonderful image. But it's not really going to be something that you can translate into your garden. You're starting out gardening, you're beginning gardeners, you're learning the art. So you don't want to put in something that is going to be incredibly complicated and have difficult plants. You're much better off not looking at those gardening pictures and just starting with a much more simple approach. And the approach is essentially this. Your garden's environment is unique. Copying another design won't work. You need to identify what you need your garden to do, and then you need to identify the plants that will do that for you in your garden, in your environment. But rule five, you also need to decide which parts of gardening you don't like. so that you know what to avoid when you're thinking about planning your garden. Then write down all the things that you would like to have in your garden. So you can create a mood board, maybe that you like stone spheres, you maybe like oranges and purples and yellows as a colour. You may want to avoid sharp angles and rectangles, you may want it all to be very curvaceous and round. These help you formulate a plan, and that keeps you on track when you're going out and choosing plants and you're deciding how you want to lay your garden out. Rule 7, be very realistic. How much time do you really want to spend on your garden each week? Keep things simple, because gardens take an awful lot of work, so you need to match your aspiration with the reality of how much time you are going to have to actually achieve that. Because if you don't match the two, you'll always be playing catch up, and the garden won't be a pleasure, it just becomes an additional chore. Plants, rule 8, another one that you need to remember here. You need to choose plants by what they are actually going to do, and you don't choose plants by what they look like. Best way to describe it is say, for example, climbers. You will always see on the label of the climbers beautiful flowers. They've got wonderful flowers, and you see them in this pot, and you think, gosh, yes, that's a really beautiful colour flower. I'd love that bedecking the walls. But what the plant wants to do is get in the ground, grow like the clappers, grow up to as much light as it can, and then flower. It doesn't know that it's supposed to have flowers down 5 feet above the ground, because that's where you're sitting and looking. It naturally wants to grow as high as it can so it gets the best light for its flowers, and it'll quite happily produce flowers 10 feet up in the air if you let it, but you can't see them there. So that's what I mean. You have to actually understand, what is this plant going to grow like, and have I got the place in my garden that this plant can grow the way it wants to? Because if it doesn't, and I haven't got that place, I'm going to be fighting that plant every single year. So once you've done all of that, you will have a checklist. You'll have a list of the things that you don't like doing in the garden. You'll have a list of things that you actually would like to have in the garden, the colours you'd like, the shapes that you'd like, any objects that you'd like. You'll know what your environment is like, so you'll know the types of plants that you shouldn't be buying because they won't grow well, and the types of plants that you should be buying because those will be very happy where you live. So once you have that checklist, stick to it. Don't get tempted by going into the garden centres with all the hanging baskets and the bedding plants and all the lovely colours that they've got. You have your plan. You've thought about it, and if you stick to it, you'll have a better garden. And lastly, and probably most importantly, be patient. The world is full of instant gratification. If we want to find any information out, we press a button. If we want something to be delivered to us, very often it's delivered the next day. Everything is instant. Unfortunately, plants aren't. Plants take time to grow. So you do need to be patient. When you're planning your garden, you need to be thinking about it as not to have this instant full space now, because the plants will still keep growing, won't they? So if it's full now, in 5 years' time, it will be overgrown. Give yourself some time and give the garden time to grow. And if you do all of those things as the very beginning, you'll actually start off with a better garden, and we won't have built-in problems that you constantly have to work to try and rectify in later on.